The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, written by Washington Irving, narrated by Paul Gibson. One of the early examples of American fiction, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, continues to enthrall the readers of today. The story is set in Sleepy Hollow, an isolated and gloomy town, full of secrets and rumoured to be haunted by ghosts. The legend begins when the two of the Sleepy Hollow's inhabitants, an ordinary schoolteacher, Ichabod Crane, and local hero, Abraham Brombones Van Brunt, begin competing for the heart of a beautiful 18-year-old Katrina Van Tassel. On one night, both men meet at a party thrown by Katrina's family, and Bones recalls his encounter with the Headless Horseman, the town's infamous ghost. Bones' story appears as a mere myth until that very night. After an unsuccessful attempt to get Katrina's hand, Crane himself meets the Headless Horseman and mysteriously disappears. One of the most engrossing stories of all time, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, now became even more entertaining in this exclusive illustrated edition. Found among the papers of the late Diedrich Knickerbocker, a pleasing land of drowsy head it was, of dreams that wave before the half-shut eye, and of gay castles in the clouds that pass, forever flushing around a summer sky, castle of indolence. In the bosom of one of the spacious coves which indent the eastern shore of the Hudson, at that broad expansion of the river dominated by the ancient Dutch navigators, the Tappan Zee, and where they always prudely shortened sail and implored the protection of St. Nicholas when they crossed, there lies a small market town or rural port, which by some is called Greensboro, but which is more generally and properly known by the name of Tarrytown. This name was given, we are told, in former days by the good housewives of the adjacent country, the inveterate propensity of their husbands to linger about the village tavern on market days. Be that as it may, I do not vouch for the fact, but merely advert to it, for the sake of being precise and authentic. Not far from this village, perhaps about 2 miles, there is a little valley or rather lap of land among high hills, which is one of the quietest places in the whole world. A small brook glides through it, with just a murmur enough to lull one to repose, and the occasional whistle of a quail or tapping of a woodpecker is almost the only sound that ever breaks in upon the uniform tranquillity. I recollect that, when a stripling, my first exploit in squirrel shooting was in a grove of tall walnut trees that shades one side of the valley. I had wandered into it at noontime, when all nature is particularly quiet, and was startled by the roar of my own gun as it broke the Sabbath stillness around and was prolonged and reverberated by the angry echoes. If ever I should wish for a retreat whither, I might steal from the world and its distractions, and dream quietly away of the remnant of troubled life. I know of none more promising than this little valley. From the listless repose of the place, and the peculiar character of its inhabitants, who are descendants from the original Dutch settlers, this sequestered glen has long been known by the name of Sleepy Hollow, and its rustic lads are called the Sleepy Hollow Boys throughout the neighbouring country. A drowsy, dreamy influence seems to hang over the land, and to pervade the very atmosphere. Some say that the place was bewitched by a high German doctor during the early days of the settlement. Others, that an old Indian chief, the prophet or wizard of his tribe, held his powwows there before the country was discovered by Master Hendrick Hudson. Certain it is, the place still continues under the sway of some witching power that holds a spell over the minds of the good people, causing them to walk in a continual reverie. They are given to all kinds of marvellous beliefs and subject to trances and visions, and frequently see strange sights and hear music and voices in the air. The whole neighbourhood abounds with local tales, haunted spots and twilight superstitions. Stars shoot and meteors glare oftener across the valley than in any other part of the country. And the nightmare, with her whole ninefold, seems to make it the favourite scene of her gambols. The dominant spirit, however, that haunts this enchanted region and seems to be commander-in-chief of all the powers of the air, is the apparition of a